Starting in 1895, hundreds of poor Chinese farmers wound up on the shores of Newfoundland searching for a better life. At the time, most would only face hardships and discrimination. In 1906, Newfoundland imposed a head tax of $300 on all Chinese immigrants, an amount equal to over $6,000 per person today. Although the head tax is long gone, some wounds are still fresh. Many Chinese Newfoundlanders are only a generation or two removed from the men and women who made their way across the world to here. Gordon Jin is a member of the Newfoundland and Labrador Head Tax Redress Organization and a relative of head taxpayers, like his father and uncle. Mr. Jin explains why many Chinese settlers chose Newfoundland as their first home.
The first two Chinese individuals who landed in St. John's came in 1895, and from that point, basically, it started very small. At the time, Newfoundland wasn't part of Canada. There was a Canadian head tax on in Canada at the time, but in 1895, there wasn't one in Newfoundland. People were starving in China, people were dying, their families that needed another source of income. And Chinese men as young as 15, like my dad, 16 years old, and some were younger, came.
Many Chinese immigrants began working at or owning laundry shops across the island, as they were inexpensive to start up and operate. Most of the first generation of Chinese men worked hard to pay off their head tax debt and never spoke of it to their families. Simon Tam is the president of the Chinese Association of Newfoundland and Labrador.
You would hear from many people, they're hesitant to talk about it because it's probably painful, and for some of them maybe even felt shameful, right? Because they were being discriminated and therefore they probably feel a bit inferior. Like, am I inferior? Right? Because I'm being discriminated against.
It wasn't taught in the school system. Unless you had an avid interest as a historian or knew somebody that was head tax who probably provided some insight, because many of the men who came here never spoke about it. It was such a, not embarrassing, but it was more subject matter that was, they didn't want their kids to know, because it wasn't a very colorful or a fun time in their life.
According to Jin, the effects of the head tax can still be felt to this day.
I think it still has lasting effects because, there are redress was meant for family, not just the individual head taxpayer. And, when the government released the package, which was a $20,000 compensation, it was for the individual, and that was never the intent of the families that went through the suffering over the years. I mean, many were separated from their families for much of the, like my mom and dad, 24 years. But it depends on who you talk to. I mean, I'm okay with it, but it's kind of like, is it fair to wait until the redress movement started in 1984 and 4,000 surviving head taxpayers? They waited 22 years, and there were something like 20 surviving head taxpayers by the time the apology came. 20,000, that doesn't cover what they would have paid and the interest they would have accumulated and the monies. It was symbolic.
Newfoundland and Labrador had a Chinese head tax until they joined Confederation in 1949. Up until then, the wives of the men who came here were not allowed to join their husbands in Newfoundland. In 2006, the Harper government issued an apology to all Canadian head taxpayers, even going so far as to pay reparations of $20,000 to survivors. The Newfoundland and Labrador government offered a similar apology days later, saying in a statement that the tax was clearly discriminatory. The provincial government did not offer any compensation. Although times have been tough for the community in the past, Mr. Jin and Mr. Tam have noticed a positive change for Chinese Newfoundlanders since 1949.
As they took root and start to settle down the family, they emphasize a lot on education, on the next generation. So the next generation have evolved to become more of a professional rather than a laundry owner, or laundry worker, restaurant worker. So that aspect have changed.
I think people like my dad and his fellow Chinese comrades that came between 1906 and 1949 really paved the way for the generation of Chinese people that are here now. They basically had the laundries, but that progressed into corner mom-and-pop stores, restaurants, and then that's still there, but then the progression of more professional people with technical degrees, physicians, engineers like myself. So I think the mosaic and the identity of Newfoundland has changed with the different international ethnic communities that have come, and the Chinese being one of the ones that have been here the longest, other than those that came to travel from Europe or the Middle East to come here.
Since the days of the Chinese head tax, a lot has changed for the Chinese community in Newfoundland. Although the memory of the head tax is alive, many of the payers' descendants have good lives for themselves in Canada. For Kicker, I'm Nick Travis.